Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, basketball player extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Dunn is with us. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Ron. And we're not going to really discuss that whole basketball thing now, are we?
No, I wouldn't. I would. Would I do something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's why I'm worried.
Uh-oh. Of course I would. What the heck? Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Now, I'm just looking up the celebrations of the day, but you know, if I hadn't beaten anorexia, I might be thinking about going to 7-Eleven today. Right, today's 7-Eleven, July 11th. I think it used to be you got a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven. Does anybody know if you get a free Slurpee still on 7-Eleven day?
I heard a rumor.
It might be.
I heard a rumor you can still get one, but I don't touch that nasty stuff.
Okay, well, you know, you got a lot of good stuff to look at today. The National Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
That's why I'm here, Ron.
I know, I'm a lonely heart. I can go with this one. National Rainier Cherry Day. I like that one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
National Blueberry Muffin Day. Yeah, we can do that one. I don't know about this. All-American Pet Photo Day. Yeah, I think we'll just have to
go take a picture of your dog.
I'm not on that one. National Mojito Day. Yeah, that we'll be at Four Tunes by happy hour this afternoon in La Quinta. Want to come visit us? We'll be looking forward.
No, I'm not going to the desert.
You're not going to the desert?
Should I go to the desert?
Sure, why not?
Maybe I will.
Checking out the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 187 points. Yeah, that one's a little bit painful. We'll not. We'll check that out. Oil down 182 a barrel. I don't even want to look and see what the gasoline prices are. In the state of confusion, I'm sure we're paying way too much. U.S. 10-year Treasury, not a whole heck of a lot of change there. We'll continue to watch that one. And obviously, we will chat with you in the next segment. What's going on in the bond market? We'll talk about that one as well. This morning, got a lot going on in the news. Woke up early today, as I do every day, getting ready for the broadcast. The president putting it right to the Germans today. Did you see any of that news? Holy cow. The president saying that maybe Russia is controlling Germany, getting involved in a deal where Germany is going to be buying oil, over $1 billion worth of oil and whatnot from Russia. Yet they don't want to pay for defense. They want us to pay for their national defense, so they can take the money that they're not paying their fair share, send it to Russia. Does that make any sense to anybody? Just a quick question there for you. I thought I'd throw that out there. Representative Diane Black introduced a bill Tuesday which would make a first-time illegal border crossing a felony rather than a misdemeanor. Speaking with Town Hall, Representative Black explained how this change, along with others, creates simple distinctives against coming to the United States illegally. Remember that word, illegally. Black explained the two main features of her Zero Tolerance for Illegal Entry Act. First, the bill would make first-time illegal border crossings a felony with a prison sentence of 1 year and 1 day. Additionally, Black's bill would redirect funding from sanctuary cities to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Yes, that is ICE. You gotta love judges who get to just sit on the bench and say, make policy. U.S. government, according to the judge down there in San Diego, Dana Sabra, I'm not sure how you pronounce the name. U.S. government must reunite 63 children under the age of 5 who were separated by immigration officials after crossing into the United States from Mexico as soon as Tuesday or face penalties. Now, got to understand this. A federal judge is going to impose a penalty on the federal government So is that to mean that if they pay the penalty, it goes back to the federal government? Where does the judge, where does the money go to? If the judge imposes a penalty, the penalty comes from the government, goes back to the judicial system, which is part of the federal government. Is that not a big circle? Does that have any teeth in it? Just curious. And obviously, we know one thing for sure. The judge has no knowledge of human sexual trafficking, because that is the method they're using to bring in the kids for sex trafficking. Just it is the way it is. I know my guys are here somewhere.
It is what it is.
The NFL Players Union filed a grievance on Tuesday over the league's new requirement that players must stand for the national anthem or wait in their dressing rooms. It figures that the players would file that grievance. They're just a, you know, kind of foolish, right? So the league finds a way to solve this problem, which is causing a diminishing interest in the sport. And we know it's only football because look what's going on with that big tournament that's going on right now.
World Cup.
That's it, World Cup. Yeah, you can tell I'm a real big soccer fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, I grew up
in. Good thing I'm here, Ron.
Exactly. Yeah. I grew up in Southern California. Soccer? I didn't even know they had soccer in California. I shouldn't say that.
Where have you been?
Yeah, I'm not a soccer guy. I'm into sports, but you know, soccer to me, even baseball is getting a little slow.
Don't knock until you try it. That's one of the most.
Now, my size, do you think I'm going to try it?
Well, I didn't mean actually get out there and play, Rob.
Oh.
But
what are you going to do? I can go in my front yard and watch the grass grow.
Oh, it's
and if I wanna,
a beautiful game. You can appreciate it.
And if I want to see a bunch of guys running around for 90 minutes and not scoring, I'll go to the local bar.
Touché.
Just a thought, moving right along. But you know something? The excitement over it. If you're a business person and can't recognize the excitement over what's going on in the FIFA World Cup,
FIFA.
It's amazing. And you watch this thing. What are the NFL Players Union talking about? Disrespecting the national anthem. Oh, you got to wonder there which way we're heading. Speaking of disrespecting, back in the news again, Lisa Page, former FBI attorney known for her anti-Trump bias and who the president said recently was getting cold feet about testifying on Capitol Hill, will not comply with a subpoena from the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee. Not going to show up. Now, her lawyers are saying, well, she didn't have time to prepare. The subpoena doesn't say anything about what you're going to be talking about. It just says, the subpoena says, you must show up. If you don't know the answer, say, I don't know the answer. It's not that big a deal. Questioned once again, the president says he can't say if Putin is a friend or a foe. He's basically saying they're competitors. Well, that might drive people nuts. Now, I got a question for you as we get through the news right here. Now, I've been watching all the news coverage of the appointment of Brett Kavanaugh, or the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And I don't know if you watched any of the news coverage on this. It's hysterical. A week before the announcement, Chuck Schumer came out and said, we're against him. Who? Well, anybody. Doesn't matter, man, woman, child. We're against him. It doesn't matter. That's Chuck Schumer's method on everything, right? He's against everything that could possibly come up. One of the organizations did their commercial and put the photo of one of the other candidates in the photo saying we're against Judge Kavanaugh, showing the photo of the other person. Yeah, so that tells us right there that they really didn't care who it was either. And then one of the signs, they have X's where the name goes. They forgot to replace the X's with the person's name. Now, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have said that Brett Kavanaugh is against women. I think he's married with daughters, so I don't know how he's against women, but he's against women. He's against minorities. He's against everything. It doesn't matter what it is. He's against it, and they don't like that. So here's the question I have, and they've already said they're not going to vote for him. So what's the delay in having a vote? Why is Judge Kavanaugh going and meeting with any of the Democrat senators? Dianne Feinstein said she's against him, hasn't talked to him. But she knows she's against him. So why go talk to him? Why should he go talk to her? You know, if that's the way this is going to be, if there's open-minded individuals Heck, even Rand Paul, who's against everything, right? I mean, he hasn't found anything he likes. I'm not sure he even likes his family. But he said he'll have an open mind. Just a thought right there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, have we got some fun? And you know something, when Lisa and I get together, we don't even know what the heck we're going to talk about today.
And we really don't. This is 100% serious. We have no idea.
A lot of people say to me that I never know what I'm talking about, but that's a different subject. But today we are going to talk a little bit about an increase in real estate inventory. Is it so? We're going to ask, look into it. Rising interest rates have not dampened demand. Well, maybe if there's a rise in real estate inventory, maybe it has. We'll talk to Lisa about that one. Steps to protect your digital identity, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Mike. Glad to see you with us. Eric, Arne, Who else is on? Tony's on with us this morning. Jeffrey, glad to see you as well. Tim, Janae, glad to see you all with us. We appreciate you. We know that you've got places you could be, so we're certainly glad you are with us this morning. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. All you have to do is give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the team. What's happening in the mortgage market right now? And we've been watching that for you. We watch it for you every day, all day long, the mortgage market. Well, the 10-year Treasury, the yield is down a little bit. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond price is down just a little bit. So we're watching in both areas for you. What's driving it? Because you don't need me to tell you what the market's doing. It's the why is what we're going through. So why is it happening? That is it. Stocks lower, Dow Jones Industrial Average. I haven't even looked at it in a little bit. I probably would get ill if I did look at it. We'll take a look at it right now and tell you that the Dow Jones down 173 points. Is it all about trade war fears? Well, last night the U.S. proposed a list of 10% duties on $200 billion worth of product from China. Ow! Yeah. Tariffs won't go into effect immediately, but they face a review process with hearings taking place in mid to late August. This comes just days after both China and the U.S. imposed $34 billion worth of tariffs on each other. The bond's a little bit lower, not reacting much to the stock market. And there's a little bit hotter inflation information. Geopolitical tensions with tariffs and things of that nature influencing real estate? Well, specifically on the West Coast, there's a lot of influence of Chinese purchasers of U.S. real estate. Since April, the relationship between the yuan and the U.S. dollar has changed. It used to take 6.25 yuan to purchase $1. Since then, we have seen a huge spike in U.S. dollar strength when compared to the yuan, roughly a 7% increase, and real estate has been rising on the West Coast as well. If a Chinese buyer were to purchase a $1 million home in California, it now would cost them $100,000 more than it did in April due to appreciation and the currency exchanges. Think about that concept, and we're going to have to throw that at Lisa in just a minute to find out. Sorry.
Don't throw things at me.
Especially basketballs. But we won't go there again. The Mortgage Bankers Association came out with their numbers. Those are all things that are pushing. Producer Price Index, which measures wholesale inflation, rose by 0.3% in the month of June. Core PPI, which strips out food and energy, also rose by 0.3%. Year-over-year basis, headline PPI grew from 3.1 to 3.4, while core PPI increased from 2.4 to 2.8. Huge jumps and show that producer inflation is getting hot. Headline figure was the highest in 6.5 years. What does this mean for tomorrow's more important consumer price index report? Could point to some hotter inflation data, but wholesale inflation does not always pass down to the consumer. If CPI does come in hotter than market expectations, which are looking for a headline reading to increase from 2.8 to 2.9, core reading to remain stable at 2%, the bond market will likely sell off and move lower. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, if the bonds sell off and move lower, interest rates go up.
Ooh.
So that's the issues. Those are the underlying numbers that all go right into that. Here's the bottom line is when you hear all this garbage about tariffs, ignore it. That's all you need to know about the tariffs. And why did I say ignore it? Talk about $200 billion on a $17 trillion economy. $200 billion. That's about 1%. Well, heck, we've grown more than 1% since the Obama years in our GDP. So the one has offset the other. And did you live through those years? Was there a calamity through those years? Just saying, don't worry about it. And if we end up getting a level playing field, it'll certainly make our world a lot better when it comes to the job numbers and job growth in our country. So that's the big issue right there. That's what we're looking at. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So we are chatting this morning with our basketball player extraordinaire. Lisa Dunn is in the house.
Only when I'm in a dress with heels, Ron. That's the only time I play.
anything I say can and will be used against
me
for the rest of my life.
That video is incriminating for you as it is for me.
Hey, I'm not even in the video, so I don't have to worry about it. Okay, so let's get back to our topic at hand. We might have to eventually talk about this. Is there an increase in real estate inventory?
Oh, my gosh. Is there ever? I track my core market area, which is the Rancho Santa Margarita area in Orange County. However, I do serve all of Orange County.
From the desert to the sea.
Actually, yes, I do. and we were looking at, I just count like how many houses, regardless of size, regardless of price, how many houses are on the market within this one master HOA. Because it's a planned community, and it's been something I've gauged for years, ever since I could pull numbers up on the computer, when we got done with the MLS books that we chiseled in stone,
right.
That's how long I've been doing this, right? so I've been tracking this for, at least 15, probably 20 years. And, the numbers have changed over the years, what the normal market was, was different, pre-recession than post-recession. But the numbers have been low for the past few years. And we have seasonal stuff. We have little seasonal shifts and everything, but we haven't really been feeling it the past few years. I used to say that there was like the Mother's Day syndrome that would happen. Mother's Day would come along and pre-recession, the market would just shut down. Mother's Day comes along, boom, nobody's buying a house. Everybody's off, taking mom to lunch. Kids are, getting out of school, graduations, weddings, vacations. Market would kind of pick back up once school started again.
Really? Because you always used to hear that that was the busy time.
Well, that is a nice myth that's out there.
Really? Okay.
That the summer season is selling season. That applies to where it snows. We don't get a whole lot of snow here.
Not the last I heard.
Not the last that I've heard.
But it's still, I thought that had to do more with schooling than it had to do with.
Everybody's got things to do. They're on vacation. They're playing.
Okay.
They're doing this. They're doing that. Nobody's buying houses in July. However, post-recession, we didn't really see that. We had one slowdown, kind of in a similar situation. In May of 2013, we had this huge burst of activity in early 2012 when people realized, hey, you know what? I've still got money after this recession. I'm feeling pretty good about my job. I'm thinking things are okay, and houses are really cheap. Everybody kind of got on the bandwagon at the same time and went out and just was buying everything that was out there. So then the press gets a hold of this. The media is usually 30 to 60 days behind because they're talking about closed sales. They're not talking about what's happening today. They're talking about what happened a month to 2 months ago. So the seller.
Well, we're not out on the street like you are, right?
Well, that's
We're going based on the data that comes out. Like I'm looking at the real estate report card and I have an MSA for Anaheim, Santa Ana, and Irvine. And I look at the inventory numbers and the inventory numbers that get through the system is telling us about March of 2018.
Exactly. They have no idea what's going on right now on July 11th. They do not know. And so, the sellers are hearing, oh my God, the market's really hot. The prices went up 5%. Well, they don't understand it's a 5% year over year. They're thinking it's 5% since their neighbor sold their house.
Last week.
And so they're putting their house on the market. They have agents right now that are just hungry for a listing because our inventory levels have been so low. And they'll say, oh, your house is fine just the way it is. Oh, you want to list it for X, even though X is like massively unreasonable. And they're, just to get the listing, which is actually a breach of ethics. If they're a realtor, you have to present a clear picture and truthful picture of what's going on with the pricing of a home. But these people, there's good and bad out there, just like lawyers, car salesmen, mortgage people, all kinds of stuff out there.
There's bad mortgage people out there?
We'll save that for another day, Ron.
Okay.
But then the sellers come onto the market with this inflated value that they think their home is worth, that they don't have to do anything to get their house marketable. They have an agent that's willing to play along. And they all flood the market at the time that they think this hot market's coming along, which is summer, which it isn't, because in California, Southern California at least, spring is our hot market, especially like if you're out in the desert with your desert friend.
Sure.
Nobody shows houses in the desert in the summer. I mean, they seal up, they summarize I guess is what they call them, homes for the summer because nobody's there and agents don't put houses on the market in the summer because that's just what they do. But
a lot of people go out on vacation. It's amazing you and I were talking before we went on air. A lot of people go out on vacation during the summer and then wonder why they don't have any business.
Yeah.
Kind of fascinating when you don't.
Personally, I love the summer. I love the summer. I tell my buyers, guess what? We're going to go out and do in July and August. We're going to go beat up sellers whose houses went on the market in June at an inflated price that have been tortured by having showing after showing and nothing come of it and do price reduction, price reduction, price reduction, price reduction. And that's when I pounce.
We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Lisa Dunn about the real estate
inventory.
About real estate inventory. Rising interest rates have not dampened demand. Steps to protect your digital identity, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. They are the quickest one I've seen to get the text messages out to you based on your parameters of when the properties go on the market. We just had this this weekend where an agent put a property on the market. They got the update from Nest probably about 30 hours earlier than they got the update from that Z company that I don't want to mention their name. Just a thought there for you, and it was actually accurate information. Rising interest rates have not dampened demand. Really? Since the beginning of the year, mortgage interest rates have risen over a half of a percentage point from 3.95 to 4.52, according to Freddie Mac. Even a small rise in interest rates can greatly impact a buyer's monthly mortgage payment. First American recently released the results of their quarterly real estate sentiment index, in which they surveyed title and real estate agents across the country about the impact of rising rates on first-time home buyers. Real estate professionals around the country have not noticed a slowdown in demand for housing among young buyers. Nearly 93% of all first-time home buyers last quarter, 93% of all first-time home buyers last quarter were between the ages of 21 and 35, with the largest share of buyers, 51%, coming those ages of 26 to 30. First American's chief economist Mark Fleming had this to say, and I quote, "On a national level, mortgage rates would need to hit 5.6%, 1% above the current rate, before first-time home buyers withdraw from the market," unquote. So what is slowing down sales? According to the last existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors, sales are now down 3% year over year and have fallen off for the last 3 months. If rising interest rates aren't to blame, what is? Fleming addressed the cause, saying that, quote, "The housing market is facing its greatest supply shortage in 60 years of record keeping, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. Ongoing housing supply shortage will make it difficult for first-time buyers to find a home to buy, even when they are financially ready." The bottom line: first-time homebuyers know the importance of owning their own homes, and a spike in interest rates is not going to keep them from buying this year. Biggest challenge is finding a home to buy. Now, remember, this particular report, we shared this on our social media channels this morning. This particular report is a national report. I suggest that no one is buying a national home, right? It's just the way it is.
Very true. Real estate's all local.
It's all
just like politics.
Right. It's all local. So the bottom line here is this is a overview, a big picture. And when we want to get local, that's when we need not loco. I understand.
Well, you know, it could be a little local. It could be a little loco. You know, you got to have fun when you're out buying a house.
Exactly. We got to have fun all the time.
That's right.
I mean, but the bottom line is when you want to get to the granular part, you want to get local. I got to talk to a local real estate professional. That's why Lisa comes in and joins us to share. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Well, now you listen to the report.
Mm-hmm.
How does that – let's bring it back to Orange County.
Bring it back to Orange County. Well, Orange County is completely different than, I would say, 95% of the markets that they're looking at on a national level. And, you know, I'm a big cheerleader of my buddies over there at NAR and the Economist and everything. However, you just can't take a national number, which is, again, the problem that the home sellers are having. You know, they hear these things and, you know, they're like, oh, my God, there's a shortage. Well, guess what? Right now, since May 1st, in the market that I watch, that somehow I totally got off track on earlier, that market has gone up over 30%. Since May 1st for inventory. It went from about 63 properties on average to in the mid 90s in just 2 months. And, you know, okay, so if we take that and, you know, and compare.
Say the number again.
30%. I went from about 63 on average properties on the market any given day, hovering either side of May 1st, up to ever since July 1st to today, we're seeing any, you know, high 90s or low 90s, low to mid 90s. That's a huge jump. And what I'm also noticing that correlates quite a bit with your friend and mine, Stephen Thomas's reports on housing, is that, you know, the higher the price, the longer it sits. We're still seeing, you know, condos going pretty quick. I actually had an off-market sale of a 1,300 square foot.
Explain that off-market sale.
We had somebody who wanted to buy a property before we went onto the market.
Okay.
So we were able to facilitate a showing and get that put together. And the guy paid, you know, over market price for it, so he wouldn't have to fight other people to get the home. So there's a demand out there for the first time buyers. You know, he's a renter and he wants to buy, and I'm seeing a lot of first time buyers out there. The problem is the move up market, and the homes that are probably priced over, you know, 800,000 and over, and we're talking South Orange County, those houses are sitting unless they're really nice. It's all about pricing. It's all about presentation. What I had mentioned earlier about people just throwing a house on the market without cleaning the carpets, or, you know, I was in a house the other day where I think the people's pastime was stealing robes from hotels, because every room had hotel robes like hanging off of doors or beds or whatever. And I'm like, really? And you knew somebody was going to come show your home today. And you didn't feel it was necessary to take down your wet towels and your at least 15 hotel robes. You know, I mean, it's like, really, you want to sell your house, right? The market's not that
hot. I've heard people collecting shot glasses, and I've heard of people collecting, we used to be, you know, I'm dating myself now, but we used to see people collected matchbooks.
Well, you know, though, but they wouldn't take used matchbooks and leave them around the house in random rooms, or shot glasses that they just recently took shots out of and left them all over the house.
Well, they might have.
Yeah.
The shots, they might have.
But I think that this is contributing to the rise in inventory is, you know, sellers believing what they're hearing on the media being true as today, which, check with your friendly neighborhood experienced and knows what they're doing, educated realtor, as to what's really going on in your market today. They think that the short inventory that they've heard, and we've had an inventory shortage. We've certainly had that. My market is getting back to normal right now. We were talking off air.
So is normal with, so 90
yeah,
properties,
yeah,
are about the normal.
About 90, you know, if we hit 100, that's kind of like the, it's not a buyer's market, it's not a seller's market. And Stephen Thomas had mentioned it's certainly not the seller's market that it was. The higher the price, the slower it's going to take you to get that house on the market. But I'm seeing a return to normalcy, which we have not had. So is this, you know, everybody's kind of used to the new normal, there being no houses on the market. Well, guess what? We're going old school normal.
That's fascinating. So the next question then becomes is the, how many are selling on a regular basis? And are we getting to a point where we might go back to the old days of a, not being the fight of people being able to actually buy the house that they see instead of having to jump to a decision?
Well, I think it still depends on the property itself, because the good ones will go fast. The ones that are priced well and that are in good condition, that look pretty. You know, I was not a fan of staging, you know, 10 years ago. I thought it was a fad that was going to go, oh my God. Now it's like, you know what? You want to sell your house, you got to make it look like it's coming off of HGTV. You know, you have to do that. You have to have your house so clean you can lick the floor. You've got to have, you know, your backyard looking.
Well, everything else is a distraction, isn't it?
Exactly. And so you've got to, you know, people buy foo-foo. They'll buy foo-foo over location any day. It's, you know, we always say location, location, location. Forget it. If you've got a tricked out house on a crappy lot, it will beat out a house with a premium location that's just bleh.
Interesting. That's a fascinating one, because I've seen that happen in my neighborhood as well. So it's fascinating that you talk about that. We'll talk more with Lisa Dunn when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about some steps to protect your digital identity.
all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go to Credit Sanitizer, get signed up, get the information that you need. They'll send you an email once a week or so. And if you follow the instructions, you're going to get some good information on how to build your credit. And everyone's credit report is wrong, so that will be a benefit to you. The topic today, steps to protect your digital identity in the age of breaches, not britches. The record number of data breaches in 2017 and the sensitivity of the data stolen have led many to wonder how to protect themselves. Well, since I work in this industry, my friends and family ask me what recommendations they should follow to secure their personal data. So credit card versus identity theft, understanding the difference. Let's distinguish credit card theft from identity theft. So I just had this happen. My credit card,
I have no idea how they got it. Somebody got a hold of my credit card number. Now, how does that possibly happen? Now, it was easy to identify because the people obviously didn't know me. They went and used my credit card number over at AutoZone. And beyond putting gas in the tank and turning my car on, I know nothing about automobiles. I have somebody else even put air in the tires. So the issue there is they knew it wasn't me. So you have a credit card theft. They're just stealing your credit card, using your credit card, paying, you know, getting a nice dinner on your credit card, getting some auto parts on your credit card. Identity theft. They're actually using your identity. They're going out and getting out new credit cards, taking out new debt. Have you even seen it where you buy a new house with somebody else's identity? You can freeze your credit with the credit bureaus. So that is an option to help you. Many articles recommending consumers freeze their credit involves getting a PIN number you can use to turn your credit off and on with the primary credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Credit report is turned off. Any applications for credit will be denied when you apply for something that requires a credit check. You must unfreeze your credit before you apply and then turn it off again once the credit decision is made. You pay a fee for that, $10 each time you activate and deactivate the freeze, which state attorneys general are now successfully pressuring the bureaus to waive that information. Credit and identity monitoring of it. Who do you pay to do the monitoring? Well, you're paying companies that are owned by the bureaus that they're monitoring themselves. So it's just a method of getting more money from you when they think they don't charge enough as it is. Passwords. Got to change your passwords. Have a different password for everything. And have it as one of those long 12-digit passwords. Here's my solution there because I'm a simple guy. LastPass. It's an app that you get.
Password?
No, I use the word password for my password.
Okay, I'll just.
And I share that with everybody. Sometimes I use 123456 also. No, go get LastPass. You have to remember one password, change it every month, but LastPass remembers all your passwords and puts in these crazy passwords that nobody in their right mind or in their wrong mind could ever remember. So then be careful of what you click on. If you don't know what an email's coming in, if it doesn't look normal, you know, if I send an email out, if I got an email from Lisa and it's talking about something really off the wall, I'd probably click on it because I know it's Lisa. But right, if I get an email from somebody that is, you know, a banker,
or if you got an email from me saying I'm in Nairobi on vacation and my wallet was stolen, and Ron, can you wire me $250? Does that sound like something I would really be doing?
And does it pass a smell test?
Yeah, I mean, number one, you know I don't go on vacation. Number two, I wouldn't be going to Nairobi if I did. But that's a common thing, and people will say, oh, my gosh, you know, I got to go help this person.
Sure.
You know?
It's just a various ways of – I mean, make sure it passed the smell test before you go and do it. Use common sense and don't get too quick, right? If you get an email from somebody, hover over their name so you see what the real URL is. If you get an email from Amazon and it says it's from johnjones.de, that's not coming from Amazon. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Just the way it is, that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation with Lisa Dunn. We're talking this morning about an increase in inventory. So now that we know that the inventory is increasing, and it apparently not just in South Orange County, because I have heard that in North Orange County as well, that the properties that where some agents were able to put a sign in the ground and go home and collect the offer. It was that quick. Some agents don't even put the sign in the ground. They have somebody else do it for them. But they were basically, you know, they were sold before it really even got a chance to do any marketing. Some of them actually did the marketing, but it was selling that quickly. Now you're getting to a point where maybe you have to know what you're doing to get the house sold.
Definitely. There's work involved. If somebody comes to you as a realtor and says, don't worry, let's just put your house on the market as it sits today, I'd recommend calling another realtor, getting somebody that understands the importance of preparation.
Call me at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch anywhere in the sound of my voice.
with somebody that's a great real estate agent. Obviously, in South Orange County, we know who we're talking to. Right? I mean, it's just the way it is.
Well,
right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've had to completely shift the way that I have done business in the past. You know, this year is my 25th year as a realtor, full-time realtor. This is
started at age 4.
Yeah. It was really hard getting out of kindergarten to go make those showings. But over the years, I have had to completely change the way that I do business. And we not only have the technology that has prompted many changes, but it's also, what are my services to my clients? How am I going to get them top dollar? We were talking earlier that, you know, really a realtor only has two things. They have time and they have knowledge. And your realtor that you choose should have the knowledge they need to get your house sold in today's market, whether it's a low inventory situation, how to market it to get the highest dollar at the fastest amount of time, or if it's in a higher inventory situation, the same thing, highest price, shortest amount of time. And it's a lot of work. I'm working with a family right now. We're going to probably go on the market mid-August, late August. We're working on it right now. They have had a termite inspection. They realize that they're looking at $10,000 to rebuild the existing deck and patio cover that they have. They know that their carpet's trashed. You know, we're looking at the house saying, how are we going to market this house? Are we going to just sell it as a fixer and have somebody come in and just buy it as is, and then we don't have to worry about anything? But how much money are we going to be leaving on the table? Versus, do you have the money to fix the deck? Do you have the money for the carpet? Do you have
or can you get it?
Yeah, how is this going to happen? And I act as the project manager, where I'm organizing the carpet, getting the house cleaners in, you know, having a handyman come in and fix everything. I'm helping them find contractors right now for what they're going to do with this deck. We decided maybe we don't want a deck. Maybe we want to install a window where the sliding glass doors are, trim the trees, get the yard ready. There's tons of things to do. And that's before I start to do my job as a realtor, which is get the house staged the best we can. If we're going to go for that top dollar, I've got to stage the daylights out of it. I have to make it look gorgeous for the pictures. I have to do drone photography. I have to do a video. I have to get as many pictures as I can online. I have to know the strategy of when to hit the market with those pictures. And if anybody tells you they're not going to pay for a professional photographer, go find yourself another agent, because this is all about how your house is going to sell, especially in a market that we have a rising inventory level. You have to stand out, because what's sitting on the market is going to be the stale homes that you've got a shelf life of about 12 days.
I'm going to suggest that once again, and it's not that I've told people many times, I have a real estate license. I do not use it, right? I needed it at one time for some of the lending things that we did. So that's the only reason I even have the real estate license.
Mm-hmm.
But I study the market enough, and I educate real estate professionals enough that I understand the fact that the price is a commodity. Right? A house is worth, there's a market value for everything. And at your house, it's going to sell at market value, no more, no less.
Your house is only worth what a buyer is willing to pay.
Absolutely.
You can think your house is worth whatever you think it is because it's your house and your house is special.
Right. And you love it. Everybody loves their own house.
But reality says, I tell my clients, we take your house and we turn it into a product.
So I'm going to throw this out at you, Lisa, because this is one of my big peeves,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Is we see the professional real estate agent here that, well, you make so much money. And then you got these discounters, the Walmart of real estate that we're seeing the commercials, Purple Bricks or Green Rocks or something like that, whatever. You're not paying to put the property on the market. What you're really paying for, and I suggest this all the time, a lot of great agents I know, they go out there and say, I've got an 89-point marketing plan.
Yeah.
That's what I'm paying you for, is your marketing plan, not to put a sign out there, because I can put a sign out.
Exactly.
I can go there, get it.
Exactly.
Big issue. You're paying for a marketing plan, not just for somebody who can write a contract, not a warm body, whatever their commercials are telling you.
If they can't do a marketing plan, they probably can't write up a contract too well or negotiate well on your behalf.
That's it. And that's why I ask you every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.